Hi, Paul Kronforst here, host of WISN's Remodeling Show, and pleased to be a longtime Callan Construction customer. Are you looking to increase your home's living space? An attic conversion could be the solution for you. Depending on your needs, attics can be developed into a guest bedroom, a master suite, office space, playroom, or even a craft room. An attic conversion can be specifically designed to your wants. You don't have to convert the entire space. Small designs are also possible. Whatever your needs, attic conversions are a great way to create new living space that you'll enjoy spending time in. Is budget an issue? It is actually less expensive to remodel the attic than doing an addition because you're not excavating or doing masonry work. The only masonry would be possibly removing a chimney or creating a masonry feature if desired. Now, almost any attic can be turned into usable space, but there are some things to consider. First is the access to the attic. If there isn't a staircase, one has to be added. When designing for a staircase, it's ideal to put it above an existing one so as not to lose any square footage. Even if you do not have an existing staircase to the attic, if it's a third floor attic, you'll need a second means of exiting the space as required by building codes. Another consideration is that most attics were built for storage, not as living space. When attics are converted, the floor joists need to be inspected for support. In many cases, the joists cannot support live loads, so floor joists or floor trusses may have to be added. Building codes also require that the majority of space in a conversion has to meet a 7-foot height requirement. But you can use space under the lower eaves to incorporate a built-in bookcase, a dresser, or even a window seat. If you're bothered by angled ceilings and want everything to be flat, you may want to consider a dormer or an addition. To bring more light and openness to the space, skylights can also be added. Another alternative is roof windows, which are available in two styles, a balcony roof window and a top-hinged roof window. A balcony roof window allows the windows to open out to create a small balcony. A top-hinged roof window has a 45-degree opening angle for maximum ventilation. Whether or not you decide to convert your attic, don't forget what an important role your attic plays in energy conservation. To develop a comfortable environment in an attic conversion, insulation is needed. With a loss of 30 to 50% of energy through the ceiling and roof, additional attic insulation is a very smart investment that does pay off. How does attic insulation work? It plays an important role in reducing the amount of energy you consume for heating and cooling, and in turn, it reduces your energy bills. Insulation is measured by what is known in the industry as R value. The higher the R value, the greater the insulating capacity of the material. Colder climates require higher R value insulation to ensure that less heat is lost through the roof of your home. In addition, insulation will also help keep the cool air inside during the warm weather. How much insulation is needed? The Department of Energy recommends a total of 16 to 20 inches of attic insulation in our area, which equates to an R49 to R60, respectively. Should you take on a project like this on your own? While adding additional insulation in your attic may seem like an easy-to-do-yourself project, there are many details to consider that will ensure optimum performance. Callan Construction is proud to be one of the few companies in southeastern Wisconsin trained and certified to install the Owens Corning Atticat blown-in fiberglass insulation system. What needs to be done before you begin to add insulation? The first step is an attic inspection, sealing obvious cracks and air intrusion areas at the ceiling. After inspecting and clearing all visible soffit vents, Callan installs or extends Owens Corning Raftarmate baffles at the ceiling line to ensure that existing ventilation intake remains open and working. Once inspections are done, you need to consider what type of insulation to use. While there are other types of materials used to insulate attics, such as cellulose that in some cases is simply shredded newspaper, fiberglass doesn't host mold spores when moisture enters the attic. Most cellulose products, such as wood, paper, and dust, are food sources for mold, and they can become a health concern. Though some homeowners may not find this investment appealing or glamorous since it can't be seen, the overall feeling that you get throughout the seasons knowing that you're saving money and literally feeling good about it will more than likely justify the need. For more information, visit Callan Construction's Muskego showroom or contact a Callan designer at 414-529-5509.